It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program. We thank Joe Thurs and Guy Julian for our small business spotlight on our Thursday morning. And Dave Pedron, great job in studio with us in our first hour. And again, you can check those guys out on the Thursday morning in our first hour. We present those local businesses. Another great job. Now we shift gears a little bit. We're going to talk some politics on the program this morning and borough council politics, as a matter of fact. We've got some folks that are going to be running for office in St. Clair for borough council. So let's go around the horn and let's introduce you to our listeners out there so we get to know you. And let's start over on this corner. What's your name, my friend?
Vaughn Vesey.
Vaughn Vesey and?
Tom Kelly.
Tom Kelly.
John Zacher.
All right, guys. Good morning and welcome. First things first, now you guys are running for council. You're not on yet, so I tip my hat to anyone that wants to toss their hat into politics. I was there where you guys are at right now, and so believe me, I know exactly how you feel. So what are some of the reasons why you guys figured, I got to get involved, I'm not happy with the way things are going?
Me personally, St. Clair's going down a long, dirty road. It's full of old politics and old ways, and there's no fresh ideas in there no more. In order for us to keep up with the time, we need fresh people, fresh faces.
Now, the current council, again, forgive me, but have they been in a while? Or
a few of them, yes.
Okay. So looking for fresh ideas. How about you, my friend?
Going around town, if you look at some of the storefronts, we're at, I think I counted yesterday, just a little over 30 vacant storefront businesses. St. Clair at one point used to be all small businesses up and down 2nd Street, up and down the main drag there. And one of the things I would like to do if I get in is just kind of revitalize some of that, look into bringing small businesses back, kind of making St. Clair that small business town again.
How about you, my friend?
The electric rates in St. Clair are through the roof, to be easy. Not enough transparency.
See, and if you can, explain things. If St. Clair is a little unique with how they do the electricity, isn't it? So for our listeners out there who might not be familiar, can you take us through that a little bit?
Yeah, St. Clair buys electricity and then resells it to the residents in town. And the current rates are almost three times what PP&L and Pottsville are.
Wow.
So we have people in town on fixed incomes that they have to decide in the wintertime, especially in the real cold wintertime like we just had. They're deciding on eating or heating if they have electric heat. And, it's just not right. It's just not right at all.
But now, won't that present a problem because of the buying factor? Like, it's not like, say, other boroughs. When you run into being, say, harder to bring that down? Again, I'm asking.
Well, the biggest way to bring it down is to cut costs, cut expenses. And they're actually, costs and expenses, in my mind, are two different things.
Okay.
So, there's ways to do it. It's just, somebody's got to step up to the plate and do it.
And nothing against council that's in there now.
Right.
We just, I believe us as myself and my two running mates here as a group, we feel maybe a younger, fresher outlook could help kind of change some things.
Exactly right, because that is the one thing that you hear in a lot of places. People have been around, they've been there forever, and you're not going to change unless you get somebody new in there.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line. Now, as far as the business end of it goes, I got to tell you, there's quite a few eateries in St. Clair that I frequent there. I love there's a handful, as a matter of fact. So talk about bringing business back in, as you said. That was one of your concerns.
Just as an example, Giorgio's was a prime spot for a lot of years. They recently closed down.
Yes.
Some of the things we hear about some of these other businesses leaving town or not wanting to come to town, electric being one of the issues. So we kind of, our theme here works hand in hand with, seeing what we can do about the electric, making it more inviting for bringing in some of these small businesses. I know one of Vaughn's big things is also transparency. If we were to get in there, we would want to kind of step up our videoing of the council meetings, engaging with the community. That these are all things that, you know, we kind of are in lockstep.
I mean, to me, that's huge because a lot of times people can't make – and you see – and I know we take advantage of it here. The Pottsville City Council runs a live stream. Shenandoah Borough Council now has started to, you know, stream theirs. So we bring it to the folks out there. Commissioners do it live. And I think that's a big tell, as you said, because a lot of times you can't make it. But if you're out there watching, you're still seeing what's going on. And I think that would be a huge first step because that's not offered right now, is it?
I've been live streaming meetings for – You over have. A year now, yes.
But as far as, say, the St. Clair Borough itself or the council?
No, they don't do it.
And actually, when Vaughn started live streaming, he got a lot of static from council about doing it. They didn't want it, but...
Now, I'm a simple man. I have to interrupt it. Like they always say, why would you not want it? I would want as many people to see what's going on. But that's, I guess, where I'm different. I'm cut maybe in the cloth like you guys are.
Yeah, if you don't want people to see what you're doing, then that's an issue.
That's a problem. And I mean, that's where I go to right away. All of a sudden, if you're going to provide that to the people, I think that's a good thing. So if you're going to squawk, now I start to look like, well, why? Why are you squawking?
Exactly.
But I think that would be a great first step to the folks out there as far as getting transparency. Now, you guys are out and about. What are you hearing from some of the other people? Are their concerns pretty similar to what you guys are?
Pretty much. Electric is a big one for most people. I've heard a lot, again, about businesses not being in town or not wanting to come into town. That's some of the other ones. Vaughn, what are you hearing out there?
Me personally, I think electric is a big one. Electric's a real big one. I think, I'm originally from Myersville.
Okay.
So if you look at Myersville, go back 20 years. Myersville is deplorable. It's where St. Clair is heading.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor turned that town around. That town is absolutely fabulous. You walk up and down, the streets are nice, clean,
yes,
concrete. That's what I want for St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
I want that transparency. I want people to be outside enjoying life. I don't want to be killed with electric, killed with this, killed with that. I want a nice town.
And, you bring up a good point because Minersville was, I was just there, going through there yesterday, and they have turned it around.
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic now.
But you got to be on the same page. And that's why you guys running as a team, and getting in there and getting the majority. That's the one thing, because I had talked to you guys off the air. If you have the majority and you have the like-minded people, you get stuff done. But then if it flips, something happens, that's one of the most frustrating things you can go through.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, nothing against current council. We just, with like-minded individuals such as ourselves, we do feel like we can kind of take hold of things and turn some stuff around.
It's a crowded field. I did not realize this, but you guys said there's 10 people running for 3 seats that are available.
That's correct.
Wow. So now how do you set yourselves apart, maybe say, from the other people that might be running out there?
Well, one thing is we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
And we, even our political signs are a team. All 3 names on the signs, we're running as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sets us apart more than anything. And like Tom said, we're like-minded. We know what we want. We know what's needed. And we're looking forward to being able to do that.
Nice part is, though, when we would have conversations about this, we're not afraid to step up and say, I don't necessarily agree with that. We can have a back-and-forth disagree.
Right.
But at the end of the day, come to a conclusion that works best for everyone.
See, the electric part, I think, is going to be the challenge for you guys. I mean, because I think I think Schuylkill Haven is the same way. But beyond that's the only 2 boroughs that do that.
And we have ideas for that. We have ideas to offset them costs. And we're not going to put out there right now,
sure,
obviously. But
that's good, because that's going to be the one thing. Because people will say, you bring up the electric, that's a big problem. And you know what the next question is? Well, what are you going to do about it? So as long as you guys have ideas, that's a start.
We have not only ideas, we have a plan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Got to have a plan. We're speaking with some folks running for St. Clair Borough Council here on the program. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll come back with more after these messages. Keep it here on WPPA.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA AM 1360 and 105.9 FM A106.
The Phils wrap up their three-game series in Atlanta tonight. First pitch is set for 7:15.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA AM 1360 and 105.9 FM A106.
Enter the Freeze, located at Route 443 and 61, and you'll have traveled back to the 1950s. The Freeze offers food from the boiler and fryer, smoothies, soft and hard ice cream, flurries, special frozen treats, over 100 flavored milkshakes, and the very popular Celebrity Sundaes. They use fresh fruit, not syrups. Check out their Facebook page for updated specials and Shake of the Week. Try the new menu item of a brownie and cookie sundae with two toppings, whipped cream, and a cherry on top. Good luck to the Blue Mountain area softball team.
Eastern Press Quality Printing brings vision to reality by creating communication solutions through print technologies. Eastern Press is committed to providing you with the means to enhance your company's image by providing printing solutions and promotional products for you while developing lasting client relationships. Eastern Press, 2067 West Market Street, Pottsville. Call Eastern Press, 622-7370 for all of your printing and promotional items. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 4 p.m.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Congratulations to Hannah Ongst of the Pine Grove Area Cardinals softball team. Hannah is the Finelli, Evans, and Patel T102 Sports Now Athlete of the Week. To check out Hannah's accomplishments, go to T102SportsNow.com. Once again, congratulations to Hannah Ongst of the Pine Grove Area Cardinals softball team.
In these uncertain economic times, DeWald and Lengel is looking out for you. Right now, you'll find $500 off of Harman, Heat and Glow, and Vermont Casting stoves and fireplaces 1 mile west of the 183-443 intersection in Friedensburg. Now you can beat the upcoming price increases and tariff increases and lock in 2024 pricing on all Harman, Heat and Glow, and Vermont Castings pellet stoves and fireplaces with $500 down. What better way to hold your bottom line than beating the increased costs and keeping your space warm and cozy just by stopping in at DeWald and Lengel. Plus, fitting any of these sleek and modern heating solutions is as easy as J-O-S-H. Josh will make sure you're set and ready to go with expert installation and service to make sure your Harman, Heat and Glow, or Vermont Castings products are working at peak performance to keep your energy bills at bay while your space stays inviting. So make your way to DeWald and Lengel, where we not only provide a relaxing environment, but our staff will always greet you with warmth.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game, or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
T102 and WPPA is looking for a full-time radio and digital sales representative. Come into a creative workspace and join our innovative team that knows how to make an impact. As a radio and digital sales rep, you'll craft unique promotions and sponsorships, generate new business, travel locally to connect with clients, and build strong community relationships. T102 and WPPA's unconventional approach to media takes radio and digital sales where they've never gone before. Send a resume to sales position, P.O. Box 540, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 17901. Or email jobs at pbcradio.com. The Pottsville Broadcasting Company is EOE.
The WPPA Plain and Fancy Donut Shop home run payoff inning contestant for this evening's Phillies-Braves game is Joanne Wechalk of Schuylkill Haven. Our home run payoff inning will be the top of the fourth. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the top of the fourth, Joanne will have her choice of either a dozen delicious donuts or a large bucket of pretzel bites from the original Plain and Fancy Donut Shop in Schuylkill Haven. Best of luck to Joanne Wechalk and best of luck to the Phillies.
Folks, hour number two of the program as we continue talking St. Clair Borough Council with some members running for the council. See, you guys, Republicans?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That are running on the Republican primary. So, guys, we were talking a little bit off the air. So much more we want to get to as far as St. Clair goes. So we talked about quite a few. I know one of the things was, you know, youth and the parks. You were talking youth.
Absolutely.
And youth must be served is the saying, right? So let's start there and talk a little bit about some of your ideas for that.
I think we need to keep our young people here. St. Clair is an age town. I've probably said this a million times. Keeping our young people here, like revitalizing Southward. I'm not a St. Clair resident.
Okay.
I grew up in Myersville.
Okay.
But from what I've heard from St. Clair residents, Southward used to be such a beautiful park. And they let it go away. And mm-hmm. I think if we bring that back, and I brought up the idea of maybe bringing a skate park or a bicycle park on one side and a dog park for dog lovers and animal lovers on the other side, our baseball field, that's in shambles right now. That needs to be first and foremost, right. Top of the list, fixed. Mm-hmm. But there are so many opportunities. Like we have the Schuylkill River Trail that they just did a presentation on last year. That's going to be coming down through St. Clair. And like Tom said about businesses, there's so much potential. There's so much that we could work on and improve and make St. Clair a wonderful place again.
Yeah, you got to have something for the kids. As you said, the youth must be served, and as you said, something to keep them here, keep them involved.
Definitely.
And you know, it's not if they build it, they'll come. If you fix it up, they'll same deal, pretty much same principle. So good deal. I like that. What else, my friend? Because we were talking about initiatives and different things as well. So
possibly looking into starting a proactive code initiative. It would make every renter register with the borough to pay their fair share. Registration rental form for people coming in from out of the area. Right now there's roughly 2,700 people in St. Clair, but probably a couple of hundred that aren't necessarily registered in there. And just setting up something, there's a rental unit registration form. Mm-hmm. They call it the rough form that you could get people to kind of pay their fair share too, and would also help our help out with money in the community, bringing money back into the community, I should say.
And one of the other things that we talked about, and I was not aware of this, and maybe a lot of folks aren't, the ambulance situation in St. Clair. You had brought that up, my friend. If you want, take us through that.
I'm a retired volunteer fire chief and career fire captain. So I have a little bit of background in this. And the ambulance service in St. Clair went under. I have no idea what the reasons were, but they went under several years back. And right now, the closest ambulance service to us is in the middle of Pottsville. So in the case of an advanced life support situation, minutes count. And it's going to take 4 or 5 minutes just to get to the scene, and that could be too late in certain situations. So we definitely want to look into the possibility of getting our own ambulance service back, either our own or somebody else with a unit in St. Clair.
Yeah, because I've got to believe that can make some people feel uneasy, that not having one right there, say at the ready.
Right. I mean, I'm not a youngster anymore, so I think about things like as I'm sure everybody does as they get older. Yeah.
I was gonna say you don't have to be a seasoned person. I mean, anybody for that matter could think of that. So
for their children too, kids do things.
Exactly right. Kids are they wind up getting in trouble. They can. Get hurt sometimes, so that's a big one.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
Absolutely. Possibly incorporating a proper borough department of health, maybe start a board of directors. The borough can generate money off of health inspections anywhere that serves food and drink. Just any ideas to bring money into the borough? We've kind of been brainstorming for the last couple of months.
And, of course, bringing the business back, because I know we're talking during the breaks and what, you know, empty facades there and all, like.
30.
30? Wow.
30 empty storefronts in St. Clair.
Wow.
I went around yesterday and counted them, and there's many more empty than there are filled.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
We just had another restaurant leave not that long ago, Maya, the Mexican place.
I remember that, yes. Now, and again, not to beat the dead horse, but it is, you know, the elephant in the room here. Is that, again, due to a lot of the electricity costs, the overhead?
Electricity has a lot to do with it, a lot. We have another restaurant in town that's already openly talking about possibly packing up and leaving because of the electric rates. So something's got to give.
So time's of the essence, man. You guys, if you have a plan, you got to get in there and try and, you know, keep these guys there. Because I know the one we were talking about, that's a staple. I mean, we were talking about that. That's a staple, and that would be a huge hit. So... We can't allow that. I mean, business is the backbone of any community. For
Agreed.
Sake.
Agreed.
100%.
So, yep. So what else? I want to make sure we're getting everything here this morning while we got you guys in, because time will be here before you know it, the primary and the like. So,
well, I think the big things that we're looking at are the electricity and the transparency are probably the biggest issues in town right now.
Now, you don't want, I know you said you had a plan and you don't want to divulge it, but for the folks out there. Who may think, well, why not? Because going up against electricity people, I know that could be a daunting task. Let's put it that way. I hear from some people in Schuylkill Haven, you know, what's involved and the like.
Daunting is true.
But
it's very simple. It's cut expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal.
And that was one of the things I know when I was on council in Shenandoah we came up with. It was like, you know, you said cut expenses, cut costs, or raise taxes. Nobody wants you to raise taxes.
Right.
And the last thing you want to do if you guys get in, because they'll throw that up at you. One of the first things they did was raise taxes.
Yep. Right. Obviously, as Republicans, we're not in favor of raising taxes, raising electric, anything like that. Our plan is to cut expenses and, you know, save people money.
Because you're kind of at the mercy. What if they come to you again and say, like, well, the rates are going up. Here's what we want. Like, now, what can you guys do about that as far as that goes?
We're always open to suggestions. Mm-hmm. Well, the public's opinion matters to all three of us.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
That's why I asked what you're hearing from the public.
If our electric supplier raises rates, we're under our current contract, so they really can't, but they can raise transmission rates.
Right. There's ways they can do that.
And if they do that, we're kind of tied to that, but there are ways for us to cut costs and expenses in town.
Or to offset. There are several towns around us have installed a tax on some of these machines, the gaming machines out there. There's minimum of 80 within our borough of these machines, and some towns are charging $200, $500, $1,000 a machine. If you can get $40,000 to $80,000 as an offset, that could certainly help out with offsetting some of the costs and maybe not having to raise.
Right,
you know, electric rates or taxes, if you can do something like that. And that's another thing that I believe we're all in lockstep in.
And you guys, like, you know, look to other communities and get some ideas. Like you said, how miners will turn things around, maybe get some ideas. Like, they did it there. Well, here's what we can do in St. Clair. You know, transfer those ideas, you know, for you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we can, we're pounding it over and over and over again. But the bottom line is the electric rates.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in town, whether it's business, whatever, electric rates affect it.
And that's what I was going to say. It doesn't have to be business, you know, homeowners, anything that, you know,
I mean, I think about, like, the single parents, the people that are trying to raise children.
Right.
You know, there's people with on Social Security.
Right.
We have to cut these people a break. And then to make it worse, when if you have, for example, if you have a coal or an oil-fired furnace or boiler, okay? Right. If it breaks down, the cost of replacing them are anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000.
Yes.
So if you're on a limited income, are you going to do that, or are you going to go buy electric heaters for $35 a piece and start plugging them in around a house, and then the electric bill goes up?
Right.
It's a shame what's happening. It really is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, I always found that fascinating. Because the guy I used to work with was on borough council, and I always picked his brain about that, because, you know, living where I was for so many years, 462 in Shenandoah, and now over in Ringtown, we don't have that. So that's why I'm trying to wrap my mind around this.
Well, when we are, like I said before earlier, our average rate is three times PPNO.
I mean, that's a lot. We're not talking a little bit.
That's
times.
Big. Yeah.
That's huge.
So if you have somebody, for example, if you have somebody in Pottsville that is complaining that their electric bill is $600 a month and they have electric heat, well, if you were in St. Clair, it would be close to $1,800 a month. And I'll tell you, $600 a month electric bill in St. Clair, that's very common, very common, and higher.
Wow. So what else, guys?
I'd say another thing is cut costs, lower the spending on the budget, and you can ease the burdens on the residents with a lot of that with the electric.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say another one would be Schuylkillhaven. Our issue over the last couple of years was power outages.
Right.
Because we only have one line coming in. I believe Schuylkillhaven has three.
Mm-hmm.
And we argued and argued and argued. And a good friend of mine, Mike Jackson, brought this up, and a few other people brought this up. Another great person in St. Clair, Vinny Alessi. He's really good for information. Great guy. But bringing in the second line, it took forever for them to bring in a second line, and they did not want to do that at all. And finally, they're working on bringing in a second line. So that'll also help with costs.
Yeah, because I can remember you guys really had a problem because, I mean, you know, the Coal Creek was shut down. I mean, places where I go, talk to, you know, businesses, and they were not happy. So, I mean, you got to keep these, you know, people happy. Again, that to me would be a no-brainer, though. If that's going to help.
Well, again, another thing I heard was Walmart. Walmart was actually talking about putting solar panels in.
Whew. Wow. That'd be interesting to drive by there and see that.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what Walmart's electric bill is.
Oh.
I can't even imagine it.
Wow.
And when you're trying to run a business in town, or even the residents in town, there's some people that are reliant on electric for health reasons.
Sure.
And when you have it's not uncommon to have a 2 or 3 day power outage, that's crazy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So any of you guys been in politics before this, or is this your first sojourn into it?
I was on a couple committees. I've been in St. Clair for 15 years, but I was formerly from Delaware County, which is just south of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I was on a couple political appointed committees there, sewer authority, fire apparatus replacement committee, things like that. So I have some experience in politics, but not a council yet.
I mean, that's not important. I was just curious. I mean, how about yourself? No,
this is your first venture? My first venture into politics. Wanted to do it for a while, but I figure now is as good a time as any. There's definitely some needs that need to be addressed.
And I appreciate that because we talked a little bit about, and again, not mentioning any boroughs and the like, but strike while the iron's hot because, you know, there are some times when I think, you know, good people get on board too late. And, you know, the deck is stacked against you. And I think you made a good point. While it's still – you're still able to save things and you have good ideas and turn the town around, now's the time to do it.
Well, one thing that we failed to mention yet is Brad's Landfill, which is up the road from us.
Yes.
There is a tremendous smell in St. Clair from that. And there's issues going on now between the EPA and the borough. That definitely needs to be taken care of. It's ridiculous what's going on there.
That was a hot item, I know, when that was, you know, first brought about. And I will tell you, there are a lot of times when I take that right and have to go out, like to say if I'm going out Marion Way or something like that. And you're right. The first time I'm driving by, I didn't even think of it, but it was a pretty nice day. I mind the heat, so I had the window down. And like you said, it was a punch in the face. Yep. Like, what is that?
Well, every evening, especially in the warmer weather, but it's every evening, you get the smell throughout town.
And, you know, the thing that concerns me, and I'm glad you guys went here because I think of the situation out there, like Tower City, Pine Grove, and those people in the west end of the county and what they are dealing with.
Oh, that's horrible. It's horrible.
And again, as you said, you're finding that now there's a stench coming from that, you know, establishment. And you certainly don't want to get to the point where those people are at. I mean, we drove through there and you had to get back in the car. I mean, nobody should have to deal with that.
It's not only the odor, but what are the long-term health effects from it?
Yes,
like, do we even know?
Exactly. I mean, it got to the point with that one, and that's why I said you guys really got to, you know, stay on this because it got to the point in Pine Grove and Tremont area and the like where kids were throwing up waiting for the bus. So like you said, you're talking health issues, and these are kids.
Yeah.
What you had talked about earlier when we were bringing up the youth end of it. I mean, for goodness sake.
Right. And for several of us went to the last DEP meeting, you can tell how much it means to this town, you know, what's going on up here at Brad's landfill. So that's another thing we would like to potentially address once we – if we're lucky enough to get in.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, now you guys said you went to – God love you, because I tell you what, I did not have a good experience with DEP when I was on council. I mean, again, they're doing their job. And I will never forget, I asked a question, and it was a woman, and she says to me, well, you're not going to like my answer. And when she gave me the answer, I just said to her, I meant, you're exactly right, I don't like your answer. And so, I mean, that, between the electricity and, you know, that landfill, that's a tall task. And again, that's why I said, you guys could just sit back and bitch and moan about things, and because I hate people like that, or you can get involved. So my hat's off to you, because as you said, there's a lot needs to get looked at, a lot needs to get done, and a lot of difficult things too. I mean, the electricity, the landfill, you know, bringing business back in. Yeah, and I mean, again,
none of it's easy.
No. But as long as you guys have plans, you have somebody that you're in lockstep with that's on there now, so you guys can go in and maybe make some noise if you know. Well, are lucky to win in the primary.
There is one Republican on council now, so yeah.
And God love him, because I know it's like when you have the huge majority working against you. So, but an awful lot that needs attention in St. Clair, and I think you guys have a pretty good handle on things.
Well, now, we hope we do, and we seriously hope that we get the support from the people in town.
Now, a lot of folks listen to the program out there, but the other thing I always ask people is, because you guys made a lot of good points here on the program today. Do you have a Facebook page, a web page, or somebody that might be tuning in and say, hey, those guys did a pretty good job here this morning. I'd like to find out a little more.
Well, all three of us have a Facebook page for our council efforts. So, yeah, we all have a presence in social media. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So got any backing from other folks out there besides, you know, just the people who want to see St. Clair turned around? I'm always curious.
It's been positive so far.
Has it? Good.
It's been positive.
Positive, and yes to the backing. We have some backing.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. My my Facebook page is Tom Kelly for Borough Council, KELLY. Okay. And Vaughn, I know you have one, John. I believe you have one too.
Yep.
If you want, give it out, please. Because like I said, we want to drive people to that so they can see what you guys are about.
Yeah, definitely. Mine is Vaughn Vesay for St. Clair Borough Council. It's only one S, Vesay.
And mine's John Zacher for St. Clair Borough Council. And Zacher is Zachary without the Y.
All right. Yep. I remember you saying it when we were on. We only get people out there and drive them to your website. And, you know, as I said, see what you guys are all about here.
And but we've put out videos.
Yeah, we have some videos basically kind of echoing some of the things that we spoke about here today.
Going door to door, knocking the old fashioned. I'm old school, you know, knocking on some doors,
We've been out there.
Well, I know, because you knew how many businesses were out. Figured you'd get out and about.
Yes, sir.
I mean, pounding the pavement, as they say. I'm old school. I like that stuff. I mean, the websites and all that are great, but, man, talk to the people.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. So, guys, anything else you might want to add before I let you go here today? Because, I tip my hat to you, and I don't want to miss out on anything here.
No, I think we covered it all pretty good. Yeah, I just want to say thank you. Absolutely. We appreciate you having us on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys are always here. You know, you're lucky enough to, you know, move on in advance. We'll have you back on the program.
Sounds great.
Things going on, any like fundraisers you guys have out and about? We talked about your websites or where people can find you guys out in the borough, other than just walking around checking things out.
Yeah, people, we're pretty well known, pretty well seen out in the borough. When people know when we're around, we're not afraid to knock.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, as the weather gets a little bit warmer, people are outside. We'll definitely be visual.
Absolutely. Well, I think you guys. Again, I tip my hat to you because I know what it's like in a situation like you guys are getting in. There's a lot of tall tasks out there that need to be, you know, addressed.
Absolutely.
But you guys look like you're the guys to do it. And I can't thank you enough for joining us on the program. Folks, all you got to do is reach out. All they do is drop me an email, and we got them on. So we want to wish you guys the best of luck. I think you guys are, genuine in what you want to do in St. Clair. And we want to wish you guys the best of luck.
Go
Appreciate
Phillies.
That. Thank you.
You got it. No Yankee fans here, right? We're good. All right.
Go
good job. Go Phillies. They'll be on later tonight here on WPPA. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more right here on WPPA